Today we're going to start a new series on searching for the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God is mentioned so often by Jesus. And for those of you who were in school in England, I know not all of us, but we also used to say the Lord's Prayer a few times a week. Our Father who art in heaven. And there's always a line that goes in the Lord's Prayer that says this: your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And on the surface, that looks a really good prayer to pray. You pray God's kingdom comes. It's a good prayer to pray, isn't it? Jesus said, search for the kingdom. We prayed for God's kingdom to come in. But I always think to myself, what does it mean for God's kingdom to come? What does it mean? What are we supposed to do? Because for the early church, seeing God's kingdom come was really, really important. They really, really wanted to see the kingdom of God move. They wanted to see, it was a massive thing that was important to them. And it wasn't like some extremists. You know, you get some religious people who just want to take over their country and run everything. It wasn't like that. It was really different. A man called Eugene Peterson, a famous pastor, said these words. He said, the early Christians believed that the resurrection of Jesus inaugurated a new age. They were, in fact, but against all appearances, living in God's kingdom of truth and healing and grace. This was actually present, but hidden from unbelieving eyes and inaudible unbelieving ears. Do you guys want to live in God's kingdom? Does anyone want to live there? Anyone want to have that kingdom of grace, of peace, of love, of healing? Sounds good, doesn't it? And that's what God calls us to strive towards. But I always think to understand why something's important, you need to get all the way back to the beginning. So today we're going to just look back at the beginning and look at the idea of where did it all start going wrong? Where did it all start going wrong? Now, Naomi and myself, we tend to watch a lot of TV. I don't know if you guys watch a lot of TV. Not so much live TV, but we watch Disney Plus and Amazon Prime loads and whatever. And we tend to like watch box sets. We did it before it was fashionable, before Netflix came along or those. We used to order DVD box sets online. And we've noticed, you know, when there's a pattern in a drama show, when you watch a TV show, you always know when something good is happening, there's something bad's about to happen, don't you? Does anyone watch Casualty here? Yeah, John's a Casualty watcher. There we go. A few of you might watch it. It's an old TV running show. I know Daryl was talking about it yesterday, every Saturday night on the BBC. But I remember my mum used to watch it. And whenever I watched it with her, it would always be like a really happy story at the beginning. A family would be going for a picnic. And then, I don't know, a mad axeman would run out and chop their heads off, or something dramatic would happen. And you knew whenever there was a good news story that change was about to happen. Something bad was going to happen. Change was around the corner. And apparently, psychologists say to us that for a story to be good, we need to have an idea that things are going to change. And when you start reading the Bible, you get this sense. You get the sense that when you start reading Genesis, you see how God created the universe. He created the stars. He created the beautiful hills and the mountains and the seas. You don't hear anybody say, oh, it's a pretty ugly starry night tonight, do you? It was just something amazing that he made for us. He made the amazing mountains and the scenery that we get to enjoy. And as you start reading the beginning of Genesis, the first few chapters, you get the sense of how amazing and beautiful the world was, how incredible and unspoiled it was. You know those moments when you go walking, or for my case, often running, when you find a beautiful scene that's just really unspoiled and nature just seems amazing? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Beautiful nature scene. Remember last year during lockdown, I started going on a different running route, and I started running up Mile Kop a lot more and going down the sides, like through the woods and the trees and running towards Congleton. And it was just so beautiful. And there was moments when I just stopped my watch I paused because it was amazing. And that's how Genesis, the beginning of the world, that when God created the world, that's what it was like. And in Genesis 2, we see how God created humans to enjoy this beautiful world. It was a place that God wanted to share with us. It was a place where we could walk in closeness with God. It was a description of something perfect. I'm sure, I don't know if you've seen the picture. It appears on the internet quite a lot. When it says this, imagine anyone else feel like building a log cabin in the woods and leaving everything else behind. I feel like doing that all the time. There's another meme that goes around that says, could you give up the internet and live in seclusion in the log cabin in the middle of nowhere forever? And I was like, yeah, I could do that. Because there's something about going back to creation that's inside of us. But everything wasn't going to go right, as we sort of guess in the story. And we see in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, God said, you can enjoy my kingdom. You can enjoy the world that I've given you. But he said these words. The Lord said and warned Adam and Eve. He said, you may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you're going to die. It's quite dramatic, isn't it? It's all the threat. If you touch my food, you're going to die. And God was really serious. He said, if you eat the fruit, Adam and Eve, you're going to die. Now, I don't know if this was a real tree, if this was an apple tree, if this is a pear tree, if it's just an example of a tree. All we know is that God said, you need to live a certain way. And if you don't live a certain way, everything's going to go badly. Things aren't going to work out the way that you want them to. And God was giving them a choice. God wasn't making robots. He was making us with free will and a choice. Then in Genesis chapter 3, we see Satan come in. And Satan goes up to Eve and Satan says, Eve, did God really tell you that you couldn't eat the fruit from that one tree? Well, is God trying to keep a secret from you? Maybe God's trying to spoil your fun. Maybe God just wanted to stop you enjoying the world. That's why. What's he hiding from you? You know that feeling? You know when you tell your kids not to do something? I know your parents will understand. You tell them not to do something. What's the next thing they're going to do? Exactly what you tell them not to do. In our house, they then start crying. And I'm like, I told you not to do it. And it's a bit like that with God. And this is how John Tyson, a pastor in New York, says. He sums up what happened really well when he said Adam and Eve were the crown on God's creation. And that God had been, they'd been given the whole earth in which to create and cultivate and walk in intimacy with God. Yet Satan got them to believe there was more blessing to be had apart from God than walking with God. Adam and Eve were deceived, and their choice to seek blessing apart from God ushered in the brokenness of life without him. You know, they decided to do things differently. In that moment, Adam and Eve stepped out of their God's kingdom and stepped into their own kingdom. And humans have been doing that ever since. You know, humans have been walking like this ever since. This perfect picture that God had created, this perfect kingdom that God had created, the way that God wanted us to live, it completely destroyed in a moment. It opened the door for death, destruction, and suffering. And the Bible talks about that being the moment when everything started to go wrong. The moment when humans said, we're going to do things our way and not God's way. You know, God didn't create the world. I know I say this quite often, to be like a test for us to get to heaven. God created the world for us to enjoy it, for us to have a relationship with him. And after when humans started messing up, that moment when Adam and Eve ate the fruit, and we read Genesis, and I encourage you to go home and read it for yourself again, we see murders, we see abuse, we see people trying to grab power, we see people trying to become gods. And that wasn't what God wanted. That wasn't the kingdom that God wanted or desired. You know, I have people often come up to me. When they find out I'm a pastor, they'll start talking to me about God sometimes. It's really interesting, some of the conversations I get to have. And the one common word that often I had is, I would believe in God, but why did he let this happen? And they'll go and tell me about something bad that's happened to them or another story that they've someone else they met. And these are all really good questions. But I want to ask this question back to them. What if God feels just as angry about all the things that humans do wrong as you feel about it? What if God didn't want to see children abused? What if God didn't want to see people abuse power and inflict misery on other people? What if God doesn't want to see injustice? What if God doesn't want to see the food that he's created for people not go to the people in need and people starve? What if God wanted to see us look after our planet? What if God didn't want to see people lonely and by themselves? What if the issue wasn't God, but instead was us living a different way by different kingdom rules? I'm coming into land now, so you can panic, you can calm. Oh, yes. When I was younger, my youth worker said this to me. She said, you can split the Bible in two. She said, not the Old Testament and the New Testament. But she said, you have the first two chapters or three chapters of Genesis where everything was great and God was we lived in a perfect kingdom with God. And then you've got the rest of the Bible, which was God trying to bring us back to him. And over the next few weeks, we're going to explore this kingdom of God because I believe it's exciting. I believe God wants to do some fresh stuff in Stoke-on-Trent, in Staffordshire, in Shropshire and beyond. God wants to use us in incredible ways. I believe God wants to use us to bring hope. God wants to use us to bring healing. God wants us to use us to bring holiness and hope to a lost world. But I want to leave you with this question. Are you living by God's principles, or are you living by your own? Are you living by God's principles, or are you living by your own? Are you trying to follow what God wants? You may not be doing it perfectly. I certainly am trying my best, but I'm not doing it perfectly. I make a lot of mistakes, and I keep making them. Ask my wife. Actually, don't, because she might tell you too much, or my kids. But are you trying to live by God's principles? Or do you find yourself sometimes going, well, I'm not going to do what God wants because I think it's going to be better for me? The same way that Adam and Eve thought. Because if you're not living by God's principles, guys, it's going to be a challenge and it's going to be hard for you as you go through life. And if you're not sure what God's principles are, it's time for you to read the Bible and find out. Is that okay? So if you don't know what God's principles are, read the Bible. But guys, I just want to finish with that question. Are you living by God's kingdom principles? Or are you living by your own? Let's pray.